You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yeah. Oh, Monday. That's when we're recording this. If you're listening and it's not Monday, then thanks for listening to it. But that's the reference is Monday. And I'm tired.
Yeah. I was thinking about you this morning.
I spent the weekend on the road. Had an appearance all day Saturday from, We started doing activities and everything probably around noon, but the appearance radio podcast stuff was it started at 2 and then went past 10 in the night. We did a TJ and Jody's Small Town Adventures in New Bern, North Carolina. It was fun though. It was a lot of fun. I love that area. I love the area of Eastern North Carolina. But I love all areas of this state.
Yeah,
pretty much, except for that Raleigh area. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Raleigh, Greensboro.
It is one of the big selling points of the state is that you can go to the mountains, you can go to the beach. But like you said, it takes like 8 hours, you know, 4 hours to get anywhere. But it is true. We got the great beach in Eastern North Carolina, all those great towns. And then, yeah, you can also go to the mountains and and you can also get to Atlanta pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't want to
get
do that.
A bigger city.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Atlanta. Not even for 5 damn minutes, Riggins. Yeah. I don't want to be in Atlanta. Now, your brother lives there, so sometimes you have to go. And I worry to death about you the whole time you're there.
Going in a couple weeks.
Are you?
Birthday celebration.
Yours?
My brother's.
Okay. Well, how far apart are your birthdays?
2 or 3 days. Yeah. I never remember which one. It's 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. The worst twins ever.
Yeah. So my oldest brother invited me. He goes, it's your brother's birthday, so we're going to do something. I'm like, well, it's also my birthday. But that's how you're selling it to me? It's that it's his birthday celebration? Okay, whatever. So I might go down there. I haven't decided yet.
So just you and your brother going down there or the whole bunch?
A whole crew.
Okay.
And so they've each Atlanta. Got 3 kids. So that would be 6 kids, 2 wives. And my brother goes, and, you know, we'll leave the kids with the wives and we'll go out. I'm like, oh, really? Is that how that would work? So,
well, you got to get at least one time when you do that.
Sure.
But then we stopped yesterday on the way home to check out a little town up close to where we were in New Bern. The town's called Washington, Little Washington.
Somebody said, please visit Washington.
Yeah.
Little Washington.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's very nice. But most of the stuff was closed because it was Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, they don't open on Sunday. They're good Christian folk.
Somebody, and they've mentioned this to us before, in Eastern North Carolina, it was voted the greatest small town in America. It's called Edenton?
Edenton, yeah.
Said it's like picturesque, like something out of a, you know, Southern novel, romance novel. But the way they talk about it, it's supposed to be spectacular.
And that's what I'm saying. That entire area, that Eastern North Carolina, is just, I love it. I love it. It doesn't even have to be on the beach, you know.
Yeah.
It's still got its own, you know, culture and history. It's got a lot of character. Every city just about has a lot of character to it. And, you know, I'm usually not into that sort of thing because I like new stuff.
Well, that is true.
But New Bern is the birthplace of Pepsi.
Yeah.
And you could probably go, I don't know, 10 feet and not be reminded of that.
Is that right?
While you're there.
They hang their hat on the Pepsi stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Well, that and, you know, a lot of, you know, historic things. It used to be, New Bern was the state capital for a while.
Yeah.
Did y'all have to, when you were in school, Riggins, did you have to take a class in North Carolina history, a North Carolina history class?
I don't believe so.
Because when I was growing up, we had to have, and I think it was in the seventh grade every year, that's when you learned Louisiana history. Mm-hmm. So instead of American history that year, it was just Louisiana history. And then you learn how, you know, to do scams and, you know, basically be shady. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. But we had a lot of fun. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's a long, that's a packed weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not only doing all the things you had to do on Saturday, but the driving. It really does. A long drive is just.
Yeah, because the drive Friday was after I had already been up since 3 o'clock in the morning and then all that. And then the drive yesterday was the all of the weekend activities. Being up late and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining.
No.
I don't mean to be complaining because I enjoyed it. But I am, you know, 91 years old.
Right.
And it hurts. It hurts. I ain't gonna lie.
Did you drink a lot?
Yeah.
You did.
But not to like drink a lot like I was, you know, sloppy drunk or anything. But even if you're pacing yourself from, say, noon until 10 o'clock at night, you're still going to, you know, drink a bunch of beers.
Yeah, sure.
Throughout the day.
I saw your little friend Jenny post it on her story and tagged the show, said she had the greatest macaroni and cheese ever.
Yeah.
At this place that you guys were at. Mm-hmm. Did you try it?
Yeah.
Was it the greatest ever?
I'm not a big mac and cheese person, so yeah. I don't know.
But she's got the palate of a child, so mm-hmm. I wonder if it really is the best. I mean, it looked delicious.
Yeah, it was good, but then again, I don't try many macaroni and cheeses, but she does.
Yeah.
But she immediately started going on and on about it. It was at that Baxter's 1892.
Gorgeous, place. Beautiful place. Beautiful.
You know, and that's the thing about almost every one of those places in New Bern. They're built in. Houses or office buildings or things like that have been there since the 1700s in some cases. So it's rich with history, and then you put a new flair on it. And I mean, we were allowed to do something that people aren't allowed to do in that place, which is stand up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When you go in that place, you're seated. There's nobody just hanging out, milling around the bar or anything like that. You get a seat. And when there are no seats, then the place is full, I think, is the way it was explained.
There weren't many tables. I mean, there was maybe.
Well, they had a bunch in the back, and then they had a thing upstairs. There were quite a few that you couldn't see in the videos.
I've never heard of something like that.
Yeah. Don't want a bunch of milling around.
I guess not.
But since we were only there for a short time and. I'm a celebrity, so I guess that's why they just let me do it. They just let it happen. But that's also the same place that had the Southern egg rolls.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned that. So make sure he gets the egg rolls. I thought, egg rolls? But yeah, the way you described them sound really good.
Yeah, briskets and collard greens in the egg roll. Oh, it's so good. So good.
Today's National Egg Roll Day, so...
I don't like regular egg rolls because I'm not a big cabbage person.
That's right. Yeah, you don't like cabbage.
Mm-mm. You prefer egg roll to spring roll or spring roll to egg roll?
I don't know that I've ever had a spring roll.
It's smaller and doesn't seem as fried. It's probably fried, but not as much as an egg roll.
Slimmer.
Yeah.
Smoother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had one of those. Or maybe that's what they have at Panda Express. I'm not sure. But I like an egg roll. I like cabbage.
Yeah, you do. You smell like cabbage, too.
I do not.
Every day.
It's a terrible
thing. Every day you smell like cabbage, Riggins. Every day. So Kanye may be into something crazy.
Yeah.
From a sexual standpoint. And we're gonna go over this story, and then we're gonna figure out if there's any truth to it or not. It's all part of the stupid celebrity stuff coming up next.
TJ's podcast.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Okay. My wife asked me yesterday, she goes, what do you want to do for Father's Day? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even studying that. And she goes, well, I mean, it's a week from today. This is what she said yesterday. I was like, oh, it is, isn't it? So, since Father's Day is so close, you really, really need to get on this now. If you haven't ordered the special Father's Day gift packages from Omaha Steaks, then you're missing out. I'm not kidding. So, when you get one of these hand-selected gift packages, it starts at just $89 at omahasteaks.com whenever you use the promo code ACETJ at checkout. So, top of the line steaks, highest quality, way better than anything and you're going to get at the grocery store, in my opinion, especially for the price, because it's a miracle that with inflation and everything the way it is, that Omaha Steaks can charge such a low price for the high quality steaks that they have. And it's not just steaks, it's pork chops and air chilled chicken. And the burgers and hot dogs that are so delicious, the gourmet hot dogs, so, so good. And all of it is backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Again, the hand-selected gift packages from Omaha Steaks with all that delicious top-quality meat starts at just $89 when you use the promo code ACETJ at checkout at omahasteaks.com. And you hear Regan's stomach growling all the way over there. That is what that was, wasn't it?
I've been gurgling all morning. I'm so hungry.
You're a gurgler. Gurgler. So, Regan's, what is this thing? Is this a big thing now, or is it just breaking that Kanye West may be a cuckold?
I hate that word. It's such a gross word. But yeah, that's what. So it looks like there's a lawsuit against Kanye by one of his former employees where she alleges that he said some very bizarre things about wanting to see her hook up with other guys and that he said, sometimes when I'm having sex with a woman, all I'm thinking about is her ex-boyfriends and how, all the intimate details of the other guy she's been with, and there's a sex therapist that says, yeah, he's probably into
cuckolding,
watching other guys have intercourse with his fiance, wife, girlfriend, whatever it is.
So was he dating this employee as well as being her boss or what? Would that affect her?
Well, here's what she says he said to her. This is his former assistant. See, my problem is I'd be wanting to blank, but then after I blank, I want a girl to tell me how hard they've been blanked while I'm blanking them. Then I want her to cheat on me.
Okay, that's a little hard to follow, but okay.
Yeah, and she says he was also fixated on the size of her boyfriends.
She was just his assistant. So they didn't have any type of sexual relationship.
Not that I know, but she is stunningly beautiful.
Huh.
So
I don't know how you sue somebody for wanting to be in a cuckold situation.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why she's suing him.
You think she's suing him for inappropriate treatment?
Yeah, sexual harassment.
Okay. Yeah, I think then that would have a place in the court records.
Yeah, you can't be talking to your assistant like that.
Asking about their ex's
you
know, penis thigh and all that stuff.
He says she's trying to extort him.
Yeah.
So your classic, you know, cuckolding extortion lawsuit. But there have been crazy stories about Kanye and his interests for a long time.
Do you think he's still good as a musician, though?
No.
No?
I don't.
Do you think he has it in him to be good still?
Yeah.
And he's just refusing to be good?
I think he's truly got mental health issues.
Yeah.
That are keeping him from being laser focused. So we're getting a lot of content from him, but does it matter if you put out 10 albums and none of them are good? I mean, you're prolific, I guess. But does it matter if it's not any good?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. An album with 5 tracks on it and they're all kind of garbage. What am I supposed to do with that?
See, I could do that.
Right.
I could do that, you know, once a month.
Yeah.
So anybody can put out an album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was one of the main criticisms of Taylor Swift now. She had put out so many albums, and this latest one is a double album, 35 tracks. It's impressive that it's a lot of stuff that you've created all this content, but if it's not connecting with people, if people don't like it, doesn't matter.
Right. Just crazy.
Yeah.
That's those celebrities, though, man. That's how they act. They like, you know, nothing but putting out bad albums and cuckolding.
That's it.
All they care about.
And I'm sure this sex therapist is going to say, you know what? A lot of people are into cuckolding or whatever it's called. You know, this is totally normal, not deviant sexual behavior. And it's like, huh? Nothing's deviant anymore.
Yeah.
At one time that was like, you know, that was probably looked at as not a good thing to want to watch the person you're in love with hook up with somebody else in front of you. But now it's like, oh, no, these fall within the parameters of a healthy sexual lifestyle. It's like, I don't think so. Not to me.
Yeah, anything to tear down tradition. Anything. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
And then Meghan McCain has, I don't know whether I have laid the groundwork for her to feel like she's courageous enough to come out and do this, but she's been not saying some not so flattering things about Jennifer Lopez being rude.
Yeah.
You know,
said she was really rude when so Meghan McCain's got this podcast. It's called Citizen McCain. Get it? But she's trying to promote her podcast, get a little bit of press. So she's doing what everybody else is doing on the internet, and that's trashing J-Lo. She's saying when she was on The View as a guest, she was not nice.
Mm-hmm. But I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
I haven't been afraid to tell the truth about how, you know, I think Jennifer Lopez is.
Yeah.
And it's rude. I think she's rude, my humble opinion.
Yeah, and my only experience with her was she was very nice. But she goes, and we got to be careful that we don't step. Criticism is different than bullying. And I feel like we're approaching a level of bullying. And then she proceeds to, like, trash the hell out of her. It's like, well, I can't stand that Meghan McCain.
Oh, I don't like her either. I am no special pleader for her, that's for sure.
They got her mom on Meet the Press yesterday talking about the drama in the middle. I'm like, Cindy McCain?
Yeah.
What the hell does she know?
Nothing.
What do you got her on for talking about these series? Stop.
And where was that?
It was on one of the Sunday shows, Meet the Press or
Face
the Nation, whatever one it was. George Stephan, I don't know.
Well, usually that's because they can go get somebody who's what we call a rhino, which is Republican in name only. And as long as they put them up there and say, see, we're putting Republicans on for their opinions. We've got Cindy McCain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, well, technically, I guess you do have a Republican on there, but I mean, it doesn't really count as balanced, unbiased coverage.
Yeah, or that the guy from South, Lindsey Graham,
shit
popping up. It's like, oh, ugh. Disgusting. So, yeah, Meghan McCain's trying to get a little press. So by talking about J-Lo, using somebody else's name to kind of get some action. Because who the hell wants to listen to Meghan McCain?
That's what I was going to say. Who's listening to that?
Give me a break.
Well, I know probably a lot more people who are listening to that than listening to this, but still. Why?
What are you going to learn from Meghan McCain? No offense.
What Barbara Walters was like in person? I mean, come on. All right. So there are some micro commentary things that could be saying that you're ugly without you even knowing it. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Oh, thank you. So, there was a plane crash in Georgia. A small plane crashed into a neighborhood. The pilot was okay. He was the only person in the plane was the pilot. But this is a guy who lives in the neighborhood that was going to check on the pilot. And he had his phone videoing what was going on.
Boy, an airplane done crashed in the hood, boy.
He said, boy, an airplane done crashed in the hood, boy. He's walking towards it.
How in the hell an airplane crashed in the hood? Boy, an airplane done crashed by that bit, boy.
Huh?
What the f***? In Tuna? You all right, man?
Yeah.
What's up, Kelly?
Flying low in the
guy just in their backyard,
like literally in a backyard, and everybody was saying when he turned that corner, I was fully not expecting to see a plane crash there. Like, oh, a plane crashed in the hood. You're like, what is it going to be back there? But yeah, there's an actual plane back there. The guy survived, had to be taken to the hospital, but yeah, the commentary is what people are talking about. Airplane crash in the hood in Tennell. Yeah.
I think that should be, the real news report on it.
Absolutely.
That guy should be the reporter.
Get that guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have Dutch Bros around here anywhere?
I don't know. I know it's a big chain, but I don't know that we have any in this area.
And is it Bros or Brothers?
Bros.
Bros. Dutch Bros.
Yeah. It's similar to that thing that you guys do have right up here, the shack with the coffee.
Human Bean.
Is that what it's called? The one that it keeps traffic out into the street. It's always packed out right up here.
Oh, wait. It used to be called Human Bean. Now it's called Clutch.
Clutch.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks to I've never been to a Dutch Bros, but I know people love them.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's this system in place where the employees give what they're calling micro commentary about customers via the color of the straw in their drink.
Okay. So, it says that the pink straw means the barista thinks you're cute or pretty.
Yeah.
Green straw means you're unsightly or ugly. An orange straw means that you're mysterious, strange, or the employee thinks you're weird. Yellow straw means you're average. Blue straw means the person who made your drink thinks you're a rude person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a TikTok video of a young woman who is crying in her car because she got a blue straw. And I think she's joshing, but She's not really upset, but the person thinks she's rude.
Yeah.
That's why she got a blue straw. That's kind of funny.
She's like, imagine having a bad day, and then they give you a blue straw. I didn't even know what that meant, but everybody in the comments was like, oh, that would just wreck me. And apparently this is a well-known thing.
Yeah, how can it be, though?
The Dutch Bros.
How do the owners let their employees do this sort of thing?
That they're telling people that they're ugly when they come to you know, be a patron at their business? That would have to cease.
Now, do you go, if that is something that your employees are doing, do you then switch to all same color straws?
Yeah, if that's what it took.
Or do you let it play out as a little game and people talk about it and could like put the thing up at the store? It says the color straw does not mean anything one way or the other. But then people still want to see what straw they got just to, I got a pink straw. They think I'm hot, you know, whatever. Yeah.
But I wouldn't want the negative ones associated, like, the ones that says you're ugly, I wouldn't like that. I'd find a way to get around that. Maybe get rid of the green ones or whatever, whichever one it was.
Yeah, the yellow straw means you're average.
Okay.
And then the green one means you're unsightly or ugly.
I'm totally on board with businesses trying to get into the internet memeing commentary stuff and having fun with it, but that one seems like it's diabolical.
Yeah.
I don't want
it to. It hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
No. Not at all. You know, Wendy's is great with that when they're responding to people on Facebook and Instagram. They're really good at it. Taco Bell, another one, great. When you embrace the internet in a way that, in the internet speak, it can work out well for you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we'll see.
But either way, if they don't just go to clear straws now, people are still going to hang on to that and go,
I'm surprised
they got a green straw.
I'm surprised they even do straws. Most places are getting rid of their straws.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah,
for no reason. Or they may be paper or something.
Yeah, I don't think the paper straw is going to be around for very long. They just get such a bad reviews from people that are even trying to help, you know, save the environment, so to speak. They're like, yeah, but this one sucks. I just can't see this lasting a long time.
Oh, you mean even the people, the gullible ones who think that they're really doing something to help the earth? Yeah,
I don't think it's
they like, don't like them either.
No.
Don't they? There's one that's closer to being what plastic is like. It's made of seaweed. Have you seen those?
No. A seaweed straw?
Yeah, it's made of seaweed. It's like one of those alternatives to plastic.
I don't get it.
Some of the dumbest things to ever catch on in our country. Yeah. Means nothing.
All it took was that one video of the straw getting shoved up the turtle's nose.
And a 9-year-old doing a school project saying that straws were bad and all of that stuff. That, you know, really has no backing to it at all. Now we got to drink out of paper straws. Stupid.
It was a traumatic video to see that straw get yanked out of the turtle's nose. Mm-hmm.
But I want to know who put it in there first before the camera started rolling.
Who shoved it up there?
Mm-hmm. Somebody did, I think.
Jeez, what a psycho.
You don't say. So earlier, on one of the other podcasts that we do, we were talking about this woman who makes a living by testing sex toys on social media.
Yeah.
Could you date somebody who does that for a living, Riggins?
No.
No?
Nope. Because that's her whole identity now.
Sure.
Her identity is not my girlfriend / wife. She's international news because she reviews sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that makes their bizarre interest their whole personality,
yeah,
not going to work for me in my life.
Right. And that's why I was saying that, you know, she used to be a nanny, and then if she went back to being a nanny, I wouldn't hire her to watch my kids because of the same reason, because that's her whole identity is her sexuality. And then, so no, I don't want her, you know, putting that on my kids.
Yeah. And maybe she keeps that to herself and she'll be great for your family. I'm just saying, I would not
want that. Okay. Well, what about that? You wouldn't have a problem with that burlesque dancer that you used to know, right? Yeah, you could date her.
No.
No?
No.
Does she get naked though dancing?
Partially.
I thought hers was more of a regular dance kind of routine.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. There's no nudity.
But it's still of a sexual nature, yes. Right? Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah. And then there's always the explanation to, you know, well, she's not like a stripper. You know, she's not a stripper because she doesn't get completely naked and it's done in a theater and not a strip club.
We went to a, you know, Dita Von Teese.
Yeah.
She's like the world, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That was the
most
only,
famous.
The most famous burlesque. She came through town and for some reason we were over there. I don't know if all of us were, but I remember seeing like 10 minutes of that show and I walked out. I was like, I guess if you're into the art form itself, but I was like, this is, she spinning around in a big martini glass and bubbles. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. You're not getting naked. I don't get it. Yeah. What's the point? And it was a mix.
I don't know.
I mean, it was men and women.
Yeah. I don't get it either. I've never stopped and thought, you know what? I'd love to go to the burlesque show. Either go to a strip club or don't.
Yeah, right.
You know, stop straddling that fence.
Yeah.
You either want to go. It's like men who still would get all excited about the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Why? Because you get to see hot women in bikinis?
Yeah.
Now, I get it. If you're 11 and have a subscription to Sports Illustrated in 1982.
Yeah.
You know, that's different.
It was different.
But adult men, hey, my Sports Illustrated comes today. Swimsuit issue.
Get a grip.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Same with burlesque.
Yeah, and I don't know, and for a good reason. It's not that popular, but I think I get why it's not that popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you want to go to a strip club if you want to see nudity or whatever.
They have a lot of those type shows in Vegas where they don't get...
A burlesque show?
Yeah, where they don't get naked, but they still have sexual dances and teasing and all that.
I remember thinking, seeing Dita Von Teese, I'm like, you know what, if... A little bit of a tan. I mean, mm-hmm. She's pasty white.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a piece of paper. Pitch black hair. It was like Elvira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of it. I think she maybe even powders herself to look even more white.
Yeah, I mean, it was shocking. Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful, no doubt, but it's watching her spin around in a martini glass to a track song, you know, to not even sing it. You know, I didn't get that at all.
Yeah.
I didn't find it titillating in any way.
For a long time, I thought her name was Dita Von Teets, is what they were calling her.
Dita Von Teets, yeah.
But they weren't.
No. Mm-hmm. I think she dated Marilyn Manson, didn't she?
I don't know.
Weren't they together?
I don't know. No, I know. Wait, he dated one of those women from Charmed, the show Charmed with Alyssa Milano.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
I think he was with her.
Mm-hmm. And you can't blame her. He's hot.
Oh, he's so
always nice. Been hot.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's adorable. All right, so that is it for today, Monday's edition. Thanks for watching and listening and being our friend. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.